Hello, podcast. Enzo here. Sorry, it's a bit dark by the looks of it. It's bloody early. It's bloody early here. I wanted to just put this message out to say, guys, I'm getting a lot of messages from people who are complaining about not having enough motivation to do the work they need to do, because they know they've got this thing, right? They've got this dream that they want to achieve in life. They have something that really fighting for. I love it. I really want it. But I can't get myself in the mood. I can't really get myself to do the work I need to do. I need to feel motivated. You don't need to feel motivated. You need to bloody get the work done. You've got to understand. It's like Big Brother Enzo. Sorry. I've been working all night, through the night, finishing, and I've finished it. Finally. The book that I've been writing for 8 years. Talk about procrastination. Putting that book off. Oh my goodness. And it's everything I know about mental coaching and training and helping drivers learn the warrior skills. A bit of a preview right there. That's like the book cover kind of there in the background if you're not watching this. I've got a background of the helmet with the warrior-esque feathers on the back. That's going to be kind of the book cover. And it's teaching drivers the warrior mindset and the spirit and the skills that a warrior's got. And how that, and a warrior's a fighter. You know, it could be someone who's in the UFC cage. It could be somebody who's on the field, the battlefield. It's that kind of person that needs to compete in a dangerous environment. It's learning them skills for drivers. Because there's a lot of drivers now. This is in the motorsport world, obviously, if you're not in the motorsport world. There's a lot of drivers now that are not really made of the metal they were or what they need to be in order to get what they want out of racing. So I've had enough. So I thought I'm going to do this book. I'm going to get it out now. I've been writing it forever. As you can tell, I've had a few coffees. I've been writing it forever. It's done. It's going to be out in March. And I can't wait because it's just epic. And I'm going to, you know, through the race driver coach, I'm going to pick chapters now and then and say, right, that's what we're going to talk about today. And the work ethic, you putting the work in without being motivated and without feeling like it, is one of the biggest skills you need. And I had to condition myself to get this book out. For the last 2 weeks, in February, I've just been like waking up like I did this morning from 1 a.m, working through to 6 and then going back to bed. Just because I wake up by accident at 1, all I can think about is I've got to get this book out. I've got to get this done. It's not even going to earn me any money. It's going to be pence. I don't get anything from it. But it's just a mission to help people advance. And it just gives me a kick. I don't know why I do it. But it gives me a kick to help people. And especially to help people that are struggling with the things I did when I was younger. And it just makes, that's my purpose in life, is helping people get what they want. So this book is a big thing for me to get it out. And I'm doing it and I've done it. Now I've got to proofread the damn thing, which is going to take another week or so or ages. So I had to just do the work, even though I really didn't feel like it. Enzo, you've been putting it off for so long. You've been writing a bit here when you're on a plane, writing a bit there when you're in the airport, in a hotel or something. Sit down, get it done. And it took so much work, I tell you. It's like 72,000 words or something. And I've just added another late chapter, the last one. If you buy the book, you'll see chapter 29, the bonus chapter. I just added that because I thought, one more thing before I print it. But I just had to do it. And in doing it, I missed my mum's birthday. It was the day after, my sister reminded me, you do realise it was your mum's birthday yesterday. Oh my goodness. For 40-odd years, I've never forgotten. But because I've been that involved in just grinding, working, didn't even notice what date it was. And I've just missed my best mates I used to live with. I've missed Liam Lawson's. I've just texted him to say, sorry, it was your birthday 12 days ago. And I've talked to him in between. But this is what it takes. I think that Elon Musk, he explains it here.
22 hours a day? Or like, how many hours?
I was working, yeah, so 7 days a week, sleeping in the factory. I worked in the paint shop, general assembly, body shop.
You ever worry about yourself imploding? Like, it's just too much?
Absolutely. No one should put this many hours into work. This is not good. And people should not work this hard. They should not do this. This is very painful.
Painful in what sense?
It hurts my brain and my heart.
Now you think about that. Just what he said. It's not nice. It's not nice to give that much effort and to feel that much pain working on something that means a lot to you, but you just do it. It's not a case of, do I feel like working today? Do I feel like going to the gym? Do I feel like calling up that person who I need to sell to? Do I feel like making that awkward call with a team or with, you know, with the staff or whoever it is you've got to talk to, but you're putting it off? No. 80% of the time, you're not going to feel like it. But guess what? If you don't do it, who is? Your career, what you want out of life, nobody is going to put in the work. Nobody, apart from you. So if you don't succeed, if it doesn't happen, who's to blame? You're playing a game here in life of, I've been born, I can do anything I want while I'm here, and I've chosen to choose this North Star that I'm shooting for. And then you don't feel like working for it. And then you complain. I mean, I'm just presuming this is you. I'm just saying this out loud because it's such a common problem. And then you don't get the results you want and you start to look for shortcuts and thinking, this isn't fair. You know, this sport is for only wealthy people. No, you just do the bloody work. And you do it and do it and do it for so many years before you get anything back from it. Your industry won't give you love until you actually prove that you deserve it. And there's only one person who can prove it, and that is you. So everybody out there, and, you know, this is a message for me as well. I'm not just saying things and pointing fingers. This is for me. I've had times like this. We all do. We have times when we don't feel like getting out of bed because we dread what's coming. Or we just all of a sudden just feel anxious for some reason that we don't want to do this job. It's completely normal. But the more that you have these times and then still act, the more you do that, it teaches the brain that you're in control. And then you just do these like brain numbing things. Like if you're into apps, then it's the coding. If you're building your own website, it's just building a website. You know, no one's going to come to it, but you're building the website and you're putting all of it, all of yourself into it. If you're writing a book, you're writing every single page as good as you can to give the person some value. Even if you think there's only going to be about 100 people that are going to view it, but it's still your mission and it's what you want. So you just have to grind and you got to do it for about 10 years before anyone notices. It's just like the 10,000 hours, right? As a race driver, this is the world I'm from, race driving, to get your 10,000 hours in, I've worked it out once, it costs about $400 million if you were to do it, because it costs that much to train in a car. Any other sport, you can do your 10,000 easy. But this one takes so long, and all the things you've got to do are like training on the sim, that can be some of your hours, it's getting the sponsorship, that can be some of your hours actually as well. So there's still things you've got to do, and none of them are sexy, but they've just got to be done. So this message today is to say, start to enjoy the process more. You want that gold? Then you've got to prove it to the universe that you're going to put the 10,000 hours in of pure graft, forward moving graft, not just treading water. These are 10,000 hours of actions that you're going to take, and then maybe you'll get given what you want. Or at least you'll have a great time going for it. You'll have a story to tell. So you've got to shoot for your goals. But you've got to be work. You've got to be prepared to work when you don't feel like it. And until you drop. There's hardly any balance in this. People say life, work, balance. Yeah, great. But I'm afraid if your company or your idea, your career has got to succeed, then I'm afraid you're going to spend more time on that than your relationships, more time on that than your fitness. It's prioritizing, and you go through these different phases. Work hard, work relentless, if you're up for the challenge of really achieving your goal. Otherwise, step aside, do something else in life, and save yourself a lot of pain. But whatever you choose, you're thinking of your happiness first, that's great. But if you want happiness of the North Star, this big thing, this outstanding goal that you've got to grind even when you don't feel like it. See you next time.